USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees set free by President Barack Obama are now high-ranking officials in the new all-men Afghanistan government. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News says this is just par for the Biden administration.
It shouldn't surprise us. I mean, I'm thinking about the president. 13 service members killed, Americans left behind, allies left behind, billions of dollars of equipment and weapons left behind. Some of the Afghans coming here haven't been properly vetted. He calls that all an extraordinary success. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised when now terrorists, people who have been let go and everything else, are running the very organization that this State Department and this administration is trying to negotiate with. It makes absolutely no sense, but nothing this administration does makes any sense. So while it's frightening, while it's scary, frankly, it's not surprising.
The Biden administration is taking a wait-and-see approach. They say they will judge the new government by their actions. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
When all is said and done, voting integrity has returned to the state of Texas. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and will withstand any legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A California Gold Star mother, Shauna Chappell, whose Marine son was killed during America's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, has invited President Trump to her child's funeral. Mr. Trump contacted the woman to praise her son, but did not say if he would attend. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people have dead. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.